Hallelujah. Thank you. Man. How many are blessed by the kids being up here? Wow. Thank you all that working in that. These are our precious stones and jewels. Father, I thank you for your spirit. Father, I thank you, Lord, for all that you are bringing to our attention in our life and in this atmosphere right now. Holy Spirit, just have your way again in this service, in our words, in our mouth. I don't take this lightly, Lord, but that every word, Lord, that it be spoken, let it go and accomplish what it wants in our hearts and in our lives, Father God. That you have a purpose and a direction, Lord, that you have us in and want for us right now. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your Savior, that he fulfilled that which he was sent to do, that we might live and have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Well, sometimes it's hard to know where to go because God gives you so much, so I don't want to crash anything or kind of go into all of what I planned, but I want to share with a heartbeat because I was just listening to some of the songs that were being sung today. And I want to share in 1 Corinthians verse 2, Paul is talking about building and a foundation. It says, because of God's grace to me, I have laid a foundation like an expert builder. Say, expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on the foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that we already have. His name is Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials: gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, the builder will receive a reward. Say, reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. I want to dismiss the notion that sometimes we think just being born again is it, because it's just not it. You're a builder. Say, I'm a builder. You guys are builders. Jesus came into this world as a great example of a builder. He had a call. He had a call on his life, and he fulfilled the call. He was laying down a foundation upon which each and every one of us has been called to build upon. Come on. And I don't know about you, but I want to get through that fire. As Sarah was singing that song, it was the exact song that I was thinking. It says, take me through the fire. Take me through the rain. Rain, right? You sing it, Bethany. Okay, me too. Take me through the testing. I'll do anything. Really?
Really?
Come on, give me the rest of the words. Help me, please. Take me through the fire, take me through the rain, take me through the testing, I'll do anything.
Test me, try me.
Mold me. What? Pune me, refine me as what?
Gold.
As what?
Gold.
Silver and jewels. These are refined materials. But he said in here, he said, we could build with those refining materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, or we could build with wood, hay, and straw. Some of those things are flammable. And some of those things get refined. Come on. I just don't have time to go through all the scripture, but the Bible says that we are lively stones. It's us. Do you got the right scripture? Frank, 1 Corinthians 2:10, is that right? 1 Corinthians 3:10? Okay, thank you, Frank. He's checking me out. 1 Corinthians 3:10, it's a powerful scripture to get a hold of me, to get a hold of us, because Jesus Christ is our foundation. We are not merely going through life just with no direction. Jesus didn't go through this life with no direction, no purpose, no call, no identity. Come on. But he went through life with a purpose, a call, an identity. And it's the call of God that's on our lives. Come on. Call of God. God is the master builder. Say amen. Amen. God is the master builder. In Ecclesiastes 3:14, it says in verse 14, and Frank, you check me, make sure this is right, because I want you guys to get these scriptures. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Amen. What God does will be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken away from it. God does it, that men should fear before him. Who is the master builder? Who is the one with all the architects and the plans? You know, I got a lot of great ideas. You know, I really do. Sometimes my mind goes crazy about a lot of great ideas. But guess what? Who the master builder is? God. I cannot add anything to it, nor can I subtract anything from it. Come on. That's the fear of the Lord. He is building something. God Almighty is building something. And he's the grand master builder. And I am the material. And my life is the material that he wants to build upon. So when she sings that song, take me, right? Take me. Oh, man, I'm trying to think of the words here. Take me through the fire. Take me through the rain. Come on. What are we saying? We are living, we're laying on our life and we're saying, here, God, here am I. I am yours. Use me. Life will bring us to a point where we come to a realization that everything around us is starting to get burned up. Right? And it's good. It's good that these things are getting burned up, right? Because we need to identify with our Creator and what God wants to build. We have to have direction, and he's giving us direction. This house is not without a lack of direction. There is so much that has been spoken into this house. But if we don't have an eternal perspective, if we don't know that God, really, my life is a part of this huge piece. And he says in verse 15, it says, that which is has already been. I'm going to go through this and we'll go back because I know it's confusing. And what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. Who's confused? Yes, me too. That which is has already been. Guess what? Your name has, God knew you before you were even created. Amen. And you have a name. Okay? And he knew that before you were born. Not just that, he knew what you were for and what part in the building you were going to be. And he's written it all down. He says, all right. At this moment in the day, Tom is going to be here sharing my word to my people. He knew that before I was even born. Okay? So he's already prepared that. So that which is has already been. That means it's already been written. And that what is going to be has already been. That means he's already got a future for me laid out and a plan for my life that's laid out and direct. He knows exactly where I'm, which makes perfect sense because he's the master builder. Right? He knows you, right? He knows what you're all about, and he's putting this all together. So when you sing that song of surrender, you're putting your life in his hands. But here's the part. And God requires an account of what is past. Okay? Listen up. I don't want us to miss this. Every single one of us are going to give an account for what we're called to do. I'm not saying you're not going to heaven, but we will go to heaven. And God's going to look at us. He says, you know what? This is what I called you to do. And we're not going to be judged in the light of what we've done. We're going to be judged in the light of what you're called to do. That's why Paul says you run a race. Why did he compare it to a race? Because a race has a beginning and an end. Guess what? You have a beginning and you have an end. And you have a starting line and you have a finishing line. And he said, run the race such that you would win the prize. Who wins the prize? Everybody that runs the race? No. to the end. The one who gets to the finishing line wins. So he said, run the race as to what? To win. And you're not running against people, you're running against yourself. You're running to fulfill that which he's called me to do. It's a sobering thought, but what God builds lasts forever. Come on, what God builds lasts forever. I want to be part of what is forever. And if we don't have an internal perspective on this stuff, it'll make it very difficult to get through our circumstances to get to the other end. Come on. Just think about what has been shared in the last few weeks, because I've been taking notes, and I've been listening to those who have been sharing these last few days and what directions we've gone. Mary was talking about picking up our mantle. What is that? Did you catch it? What is your mantle? What is your calling? What is your dream? What is that God's given for you? Do you know? How can you run a race if you don't know? I'm going to run. Go ahead, run. Just run. Go ahead, run. Where am I going? I don't know, but I'm running. No. You're running with a purpose. You're running with direction. Right?
Right.
You run with, where's that mantle? Some of us put that mantle down, and we set that aside. So. God has given us a plan and a direction. God has had and does have a plan and a purpose for every single one of our lives. He's building a kingdom, a foundation, an everlasting kingdom that cannot be torn down. This here is the foundation of what he's building. We celebrate a foundation of what Jesus started, and he's called us to build upon that and finish that. It's only the beginning. So when you say things, take me, refine me, purify me, like the gold, that's places in our lives where God is getting us to a place where we're totally surrendered to him and say, God, use me for what? Because why? This is temporary. I have a start and I have a finish, and there's an eternal reward that I'm going to live the rest of my life in. If I told you right now that if you gave me 1 hour of your time, I'm going to give you a benefit that will last you 10 years,
amen.
Would you do it?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't. If I told you that if you did this day, if this day you would do this, you would reap the benefits and rewards for the next 100 years, would you do it? No. No, I wouldn't. What if I told you that you did this day, if you did this day, if you would surrender, if you would do this day, it would last you the next 1,000 years and you would benefit it? Would you do it? That's nothing compared to eternity. 2 seconds. If you give me your 2 seconds right now, it'll benefit the next 10 years. You will reap the rewards for that for the next 10 years. That's nothing compared to eternity. If you lose that perspective, all you're going to be focusing on is like what Joseph was sharing when Joseph, was in the pit. I'm in the pit. It's terrible. It's all over. Would you trade that time in the pit, and would you stay focused on what God have you in order him to refine you, right? Take me, refine me. I'm still going through the song. As gold, would you go ahead, Lord, do what you got to do to me. I don't know why I'm in the pit, but my life is yours. You gave me a dream that my brothers would, you gave me a dream, but my brothers betrayed me. You gave me a dream, but I feel like I'm in the pit. Take me, Lord, refine me. You're in it. There's times we go in it and we need to go through it. Come on. The biggest reason why I don't have time to preach is because you'll destroy with your character what God's trying to build in his kingdom. You'll destroy it if your character is not in line up with his. Come on. So that's where you surrender all. You start building his kingdom and you allow your character to crumble because why? You're not submitted completely to the Spirit. You have your own ideas. You have your own. Listen, the master builder is trying to give you his identity in your life. He's trying to tell you, this is who you are. This is what I have for you. It's good things, not bad. Jeremiah 29:11. Right? It's all right. Surrender. You got to hear from me. So he goes through the pit, Joseph. He had a dream. And delay is not denial, right? These are the things he's been sharing. It's not denial. It doesn't mean it's over. Oh, it's not fun. I get it. But it's not between, it's not his brothers that he's fighting. He's running his race and his call. What happens then? He becomes a slave. Ooh, that's exactly where he needs to be right now. I'm in the right place. I'm a slave. I'm gonna be in this great place of position as a slave. No, God is refining him. He's getting really deep with him. Is there a deep part in that song, Sarah? What's it called? When it gets down to the deep places of the heart, it was just capturing me. It's like, is this off limits? Don't touch me. Right? And it's not people, it's God. You know what, God? Seriously, my brothers betrayed me, and you gave me a dream. How dare you? It's God. I'm a slave. He could have been offended in all these places. He could have been hurt in all these places, right? But he didn't. He kept. Why do I know that he didn't? When he was in jail, guess what he was doing in jail? Do you guys know what he was doing in jail? He was ministering. He was ministering in jail. That's not his place of super glory, hallelujah. You think? In his surroundings? Yet he was ministering in jail. Come on. You may think you're in the worst place you've ever been, but guess what? Can you minister? Take me, Lord. Use me. Refine me. Whatever you want. Maybe the only thing I got right now is just my own family, and that's all I got, Lord, and I don't know exactly what's going on, but Lord, take me and use me. Maybe it doesn't look so good. But he didn't give up the dream. He didn't drop his mantle. He didn't leave it on the side. This may be the hardest point in your life, the darkest part in your life right now. Maybe it is. And God's digging deep on what you really believe. God, this is nothing compared to you. Go ahead, you're going to take me to that place, that dream. That's why Mary was talking about mantles, that Pastor Jake comes and then they start ministering to what? Fire, faith. Come on. Faith towards God. And Dave Wagner talks about trust. All this stuff, when you say, take me here, this is all yours, guess what? Mold me, shape me. Is that a trust exercise or what? Right? Go ahead, just give me your life. I'm going to do whatever I want with it. No, don't do that. Tom, I want you to go over here, this person, and want you to apologize. Yeah, right. Can I trust you? Here's the question. Do we trust God? Come on. Do you trust him in the pit? Do you trust him in the jail? Do you trust him right now? Second question, can God trust us? Can God trust you with the move? All that refining is preparing you so that you don't crush, that you don't destroy with your character what God's trying to build in the kingdom. Come on. He works on character first, because I know he's always working on my character. Oh, praise the Lord, we're going to church. Oh, these kids, right? There are things that are constantly moving on that's trying to attach your character. Are you going to be a rock? Are you going to allow the fruits of the Spirit to manifest in my life? When people look at me, do they see Jesus? Do they see the foundation of which our faith is? Or do they see something else? Right? That goes back to identification, which we were talking about, identification. But would you trade this whole life? Would you trade these 60 years, 70 years you got left, how many years you got left, whatever it is, would you take them years and say, all right, Lord, this is yours. You know what? It may be the very place that you detest the most that God wants you to go and minister to. Guess what he ministered to? His brothers. Guess what Moses went and delivered? The people of Israel who rejected him. They rejected him. Maybe there are people that reject you, but God has called you in that very same place. Remember this? The very same place that has rejected you is the place that God wants you to call to and go deliver. And I can't do that if I'm holding grudges. I can't do that if I'm talking about what's fair. I can't do that if I'm looking at people from the outside and say, you know what? That's not right. They threw me in the pit. That's not right that they didn't they know that I was called? Didn't they see me for who I was? Don't they see me for who I'm calling me? What? How dare they? And we take it up and it takes us out. And that's not you. That's not refining. Come on. You are a precious stone and a precious priesthood. You guys are amazing. And the Lord sees that in you, and he wants us to go through it so that we would receive it, because this is what I want from you. This is what I want from every single one of us. That day, because that day will come. Because Jesus is the judge. He will judge us. It's not about heaven now. He's talking about believers. When we go to heaven, I want to know that good, well done and good faithful service. I want the full reward. And I guess I'm going to ask you a question. Would you be willing to trade that day? Come on. To know that day, from this day till then, would you trade it all for just one chance? To one chance to say that you may take our lives, but you will never take our freedom. It's a little bit of Braveheart right there. Would you do it? And that's what I'm feeling in the house right now. That God is asking you to trade it all. Yeah, I know you've been mistreated because I've been mistreated and it hurts. I know. But that's not you. He was mistreated. This baby grew up to be a man and he was mistreated. He was. He took it all, the nails, everything. I know he was mistreated, but he didn't hold it against Tom. He didn't say, Tom, you messed up, you're done. He didn't do that for me. So because that's my foundation, I can go to my brother, I can go to my sister. That very character and nature now lives inside of me because I have received it. That is a part of me now. That's what God's building in me now. That's the foundation of me now. That's who I really am now. That's the new life in Christ now. That's who I am. So it's from here that I do this. I cannot love this man because he is a betrayer of my love. I cannot love this woman because she is unrespectful of who I am. I cannot. Says who? Who told you that? This man laid down his life and he kept doing something continuously for me that I would be set free, that I would have an identity, that I would have a life that's eternal forever and ever and ever. And what he's asking you right now is if you would take up the call and he said, would you trade this time right now? Would you just trade this time from here to then for eternity? And I promise you, you will not lose your reward. Is that enough? And when you get that in your mind, everything else is small beans. Come on. I want my kids to get this. I want to get this first. You got to get it first in your heart. Because they're looking and they're asking a lot of questions about what's going on. And I got to be solid. And I got to tell the story. And that's the story. That he was strong, that he was able, and that I want God. Because what God does, it shall last forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. It will last forever. I'm invested into a kingdom that will last forever. What are we about, a community? I want you to know your call. I want you to know your identity, because I want you to get plugged in to that which is forever. I don't want you to settle for something secondary. And yeah, we may get after you, but that's not you. That's not you. You know, Graham Cook does, when he does training with his people, and people come up to him, and they're having a rough day, and he says, oh no, our finances are low. Oh no, so-and-so dropped out of our ministry. Oh no. He says, stop, get out. You're not Jesus. That's to his close group of disciple friends. But we need to be at a place where we need to say, stop, that's not you. Stop it. It's done. That's dead. It's over. It's not you. Come on, that's not you. That's not your eternal. That's not who you are. Come on. We call people up, we don't call them out. We call people up and we don't call them out. We say, listen, this isn't you. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. So that was identification. That's what we've been going through, Game Changers. All of this is put together, why? That we would run the race. Right now, that we would run the race, that we would build upon the foundation which Christ has laid down for us. If you have left something, I don't know about you, but when all said and done, because I'm 38 now. I'm getting. Jeez. Somehow I felt love in that. I don't know how. Oh, you got 10 more years of straightening out. All right. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're calling up. That's not. Oh, yeah. You got to preach. You got to do what you preach, Tom. I want to show you this video. This moved me so much. Sometimes we put so much stuff on our lives that has absolutely nothing to do with what God's called us to do. And we think that that we're no good, or whatever, we're missing up. God's realigning us with eternity. So that it's just not about the joy of our salvation, but we would take hold of what he has for us so that he could put us in a position to demonstrate his glory that will last forever. It's not just about me. It's not just about you. It's about all of us together. It's a building of something. So I want to show this video. As soon as Jeremy's ready, he can cue it up. But you know, sometimes judgment, we're scared of judgment, but judgment is a decision for or against after an investigation. It's one of the elementary principles that Paul was talking about was raising of the dead, repentance from dead works, and another one, there's a few more, but it was eternal judgments. And it wasn't to be something afraid of. But I want to know, and don't you want to know, what's going to be asked and what's required of us and our responsibility? I don't want any of us to go to heaven and go, gee, I didn't even really think about that. What are you talking about? So this is what that cut video shows us. So go ahead and play Germany.
Question. What are you called to do? I ask that question because we won't be judged according to what we did in life, but rather what we were called to do in life. Imagine with me standing before the throne of God and a scenario like this occur. Evangelist Anderson, come forth and give an account of your stewardship on earth. Evangelist Anderson, I'm not an evangelist. I'm an accountant. I had an accounting firm. I had an Evangelist Anderson. Where are the 347,566 souls I called you to impact in Asia, son? Where are they? I'm an accountant. I had an accounting firm. I help churches. I help ministries with their finances. Son, where are the 347,566 souls in Asia I called you to impact? Son, where are they? Had you sought me, had you sought my face, I would have revealed this to you. And everything in regards to that man's call was burned up before the judgment seat of Christ. Accountant Jones, step forward and give an account of your stewardship. Accountant Jones?
No, I'm not.
I pastored for 35 years. I had a membership of 750 people. Accountant Jones, I called you to the marketplace. Had you done this, you would have significantly impacted two people. You and those two men would have helped churches with their finances, and those churches would have impacted 751,321 souls. If you would have sought me, I would have revealed this to you. And again, in regards to this man's calling, everything he's done in life would be burnt up before the judgment seat of Christ. Sister Smith, come forth and give an account of your stewardship. I only raised three children. I never preached to nations. I never even been on a missionary trip. I only tried my hardest to raise my children in your way. Sister Smith, I never called you to nations. I never called you to go to other countries on missionary trips. I called you to raise three children. And let me show you the 1 million 79,541 souls. Those three children impacted. You sought me and you heard my voice. You were obedient to my call. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So remember, in regards to the calling that's on your life, you won't be judged according to what you did. You will be judged according to what you were called to do.
Wow. I remember reading a book. It was called, I can't even remember. Rick Joyner wrote it. And he said there was an army rising up. And that army was almost entirely made of women and children. There's a reason why we call them rising warriors. Because warriors have a name. They're called out by name. They have a purpose. They have an identity. There comes a time where the church rises up and God's people begin to declare His voice over the land. That maybe all you can do is these women can all they could do is raise a few kids. But these are the chosen ones. These are the ones that are called. These are the precious ones, the golden ones, the silver ones, the jewels. And we live in such a time. But that I know I'm saved and it's great. But we need to answer the call. Generations upon generations that are wanting to build on a foundation that will not burn, but that will last forever. The call is being sent out. And He's assembling His army. He's putting it together to rise up. That they would enjoy what is eternal, what will last forever. So would you trade? Would you lay it down? Everything from this day forward to ask. He so much wants to give us the direction and guidance. There comes moments and times in histories when men and women of God sacrifice, lay down in obedience. I'm talking about obedience. Picking up and doing that which we know He's called us to do. That the generations could build upon that and the next generations could build upon that. Because we allowed the Master Builder to have your way. Go ahead and take me to the fire if this is what you want. Go ahead and bring me through the flames if this is what you want. Go ahead and bring me through the rain. Lord, whatever you want. God, I will raise these three children if it's the only thing I do. And He says, well done, champion. If all you do is those three, praise God, you champion. You are a champion. If all you did was raise, praise God, that's it. That's it. You got it. Good job. You finished it. You're finishing it. You're running it. Because what I want for you is that glorious day when you stand before the throne, that you would see it. And you said, I knew it. I took the race. I took it. I took it. I'm almost there. Yes, like Paul did. I'm doing it. Because I know it'll last. And you went through it. Let's just stand this morning. Father God, we give it to you, Lord Jesus. God, let us not miss our hour. Father God, let us not miss our day. Father, let us take whatever you want from us, Lord. Take it all, Lord, Father God. Bring me to that place, Lord. It's okay. I'm yours. It's okay. I want you to have it all. I'm going to trust you now. I'm going to trust you here. Lord, take it. Take it. Just surrender it up to Him. That's what hands up means. Lord, it's yours. Lord, it's yours. Lord, it's yours. My life is yours. It's yours, Lord. Pick up the mantle. Pick up the mantle. Pick it up. Say, I'll take it, your death. I'll go. Yes, Lord, I will. That's it, Sarah. Come on. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it. Come on. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's it. Come on.
Take me through the testing, God. I'll do anything, Lord. Test me, try me, prove me, refine me like the gold. Fling wide the door to
Open up to him.
The door to my heart. Have your way, God.
Come on.
Have your way, God.
That's it.
Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way.
Prophesied that I would see treasures and I would see jewels. And I want to let you know that this is a treasure. This is a jewel. But she needs us, because every single one of us has gone through difficulties. And the Bible says that we bear with one another. Rhonda's a treasure. And every one of those kids, come on, just minister to them, guys. Every single one of their kids are little warriors trying to find their way. And God's saying, will you trade it? Would you trade it for me? Some of you are called to minister to these kids. Some of you are called to minister to these women because they need you right now. There's a whole group, there's a whole crop right now in our kingdom. They're all lined up. And I'm going to tell you right now, they don't feel much. But I'm telling you, she is a treasure. She is a mighty woman of God. But she needs us as a body. We need each other. And it's okay. Come on, we need each other. Don't give up on me, Josh. I'm going to team up with you if you have me. As Dave was saying, Dave Wagner, don't give up on me, Danny. Don't give up on me, Dan, Nick, and Lauren. Don't give up on me. I'll run with you if you have me. David, I'll run with you if you have me. I'll run with you if you have me. Frank and Deb, I'll run with you if you have me. Come on, we're doing something. And he's taking us to a place where we've never been before, but that's fine. You can take it, Lord. It's not too late. Come on, it's not over. Don't drop that mantle and walk away. Pick it up. Come on, some of you are called to nations. Some of you are actually called to go. Whether it's God's river or it's the Indian reservations, it's time to pick it up again. Some of you are called here. Most of you are out there. You're out there trying to raise kids. You're out there ministering in your work and your business. That's most of you. Praise God. Don't take that short. Come on. Praise God. You're invested. Thank you. Thank you. This message, come on, is about eternal things, Lord. You've written it down for each and every one of us, and you're taking us through. We just thank you, Lord, for this service. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Come on, we'll just thank him, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us through. Thank you, Lord, for showing us. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up. Thank you, Lord, for not relenting. You said you didn't relent till you had it all. That's fine. Take it all, Lord Jesus. Keep going. Keep pressing in. Keep going to that next level. Keep pressing in. Come on. This is your finest hour. This day he's made. Come on. This is. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll run with you, Spencer, if you have me. I think you will, right? Thank you. Awesome. Bless you guys. If you need prayer, come on. If some of this calling stuff, I got a great series. It's John Bevere's Answering the Call. If you say, man, I want direction in that, praise God. There's so much cool stuff out there. It's fun to listen to. It's with purpose. It's with direction. I can hook you up with some great stuff. It ministered to me. I hope it ministers to you. Praise the Lord. We got some things coming up in January. Guys, we're going to start investing in your kids. I'm telling you, I want them to get this. We're starting a new series on identity, and it's going to be starting in January. I want your kids here because we're going to pour out everything that we know into this next generation because these are rising warriors. I want them to know who they are by name because each one of them have a name. So spread the word. In January, we're going to be starting that program. So God bless you. Come on. God bless you guys. You guys are a blessing. Amen.